This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect. Ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? What's up? So today, you guys, I am not going to lie. I have started and stopped recording because I'm like, man, I'm being too honest and I'm uncomfortable. I am uncomfortable. But I am going to go all the way through on this one. Okay, this is going to be the one. As I've told you guys in previous podcasts, I'm trying to be unapologetically myself. And sometimes that is incredibly uncomfortable. I have definitely been hurt in the media by words being taken out of context, stories, whatever. So I am one of those people that is trying to be cautious, but I have a platform that God has given me where he's calling me to be honest. And so that's what today's episode is going to be. It's going to be my story about a situation where I learned the hard way that you cannot force anything to fit. If it does not fit, you must acquit. That's a saying. I know people laugh at me when I say it, like, I can't believe you're using that saying, but it's true. In fact, acquit means to abandon. It means to let go, abandon. That's what it means. And I truly believe that if you have to force something, if you have to force it, is it really for you? I don't believe it is. I believe that when God gives us a direction, the hardest step is the first step to take, but there's an anointing on that step because he's called you to it. He gives you the ability to get through it. And so, yes, there will be challenges along the journey, but you're not forcing it. It's just happening, right? The only thing that he requires is for you to take that first step, which is probably the hardest part. But there are situations where we can get ourselves into forcing something to fit that just doesn't. And there's a story in my dating life where I was seeing someone and I felt throughout the journey, and I'm just going to keep it real with you. Throughout every aspect of the journey, I felt like I was trying to audition my way through the relationship. I felt like I was okay, you know, trying to talk or I don't know if it's even talk someone into things, but it was like every step, there was some type of pushback, every single one, like everything about my life. I felt like I had to talk this person into like the first step was like, I don't know if I want a relationship. I don't know if I want this. I don't know. And I found myself like we got into a relationship. Then it was like, oh, what about this? And what about that? There was always something. Oh, y'all, I look back on it now. It just made me irritated. Oh, Lord. Okay. Everything. It was always something. Always like some type of apprehension. Always some type of pushback. Always something that I felt like I had to kind of like show and prove that this was worth the investment, that this was worth the energy. And every time it'd be something. And it's like, you know, you some of us might be familiar with a relationship where you feel like you're trying so hard to make something work and the person that you're in it with is not equally invested. they're almost like 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and you're like all in trying to make it happen. And I remember being at a certain place in a relationship where I realized what I was doing. I realized that I was trying so hard to make someone okay with me. And it wasn't until I got to a certain place in my own therapy walk where I realized that I was really struggling and battling with me being okay with me, which is why I was okay with being with or trying to be with someone that always made me feel inadequate because I felt inadequate. I'm going to say that again because that resonated with me as I said it. I was okay with staying in a relationship where that person made me feel inadequate because I felt inadequate. And as I continued my therapy journey, I started feeling better and better about myself. You know, I started feeling more confident about what I brought to the table and who I was as a person, getting in touch with my purpose and my spirituality and all the other things that came along with it. And it was no longer okay for me to be in a relationship with someone that I felt like at that point had gotten so comfortable with me doing a lot of the heavy lifting and them doing the bare minimum. And I started feeling resentment because I'm like, I'm doing all of this. And what you like, I got to ask you to do this. I got to ask you to help me with it. Like I got to, this is like basic, what I felt was basic things that I felt like a man that was in my life that, you know, would, you know, be with me. There's a certain things that I thought maybe because of my father, and my stepdad, because of how they would show up, I've witnessed them showing up, and my brothers, I just the version of what I thought of how a man should show up, I just was not receiving that, and I think that I was trying so hard to excuse certain things, I was trying so hard to kind of like talk myself into certain things to make it okay, until one day it just was like, what am I doing? I don't want this. I don't want a relationship where I feel like I'm working harder than the other person to make this work. And I feel like I'm being used and I feel like I'm being, you know, I just felt like I can't even explain it, you guys. But the only way I can really like put it into words was like, I felt like I was forcing it. I was forcing it. I think that it was just my own belief that maybe this was the best situation for me. And, you know, I just didn't want to keep, you know, figuring out other people and other situations. It was much easier to just keep trying to make what I knew versus putting myself out there to meet somebody I don't know that I have to get comfortable with. Like, it was just so many different things that I was dealing with. You know, the reality of it, if I'm being honest with you on this podcast, I'm an introvert extrovert. I'm somebody that I do well. You put me in front of a camera, put me in front of an audience. I can talk to people. I can relate to people. But in order for me to recharge at times, a lot of times it's solitude. But then there's times where I just need a little bit of energy. So you'll find that I'll go on an IG live and I'll talk to you guys and I'll just jump off. And I was like, okay, got my little battery. Got my little people fix. Now I can go back to whatever I need to do because I'm introverted, extroverted, but I'm very, very guarded at times. And I think that it was a scary thought for me to go back and try to figure out another relationship with somebody else. I didn't want to do that. I'm more of like a homebody. I'm more of like, you know, in my own world. I was settling with comfortable when I knew that the relationship was, I don't want to get into the details because the details don't really matter, but it was way below anything that what I was getting in that relationship, I felt like was maybe at times it was less than the bare minimum. But because I was connected in person. I liked their, you know, their energy. I liked, you know, we had good times together. I felt like they just were, you know, I'm a big person that likes to have people have my back, you know, and it's consistency and just all these different things. I think I connected to those things so much that I was holding on to a relationship that I know was not good for me. It wasn't. But at the end of it all, I can look back and I can say that I learned a valuable lesson. That when you feel, when you go into relationships, and we're dating in today's culture is completely different, but going to dating and you're being, you know, disingenuous and you're just saying what you need to say to get a person to be interested, or you feel like you got a tap dance to get them to be okay with you. Like, that's not the markings or the beginnings of something that is long lasting, because we're starting off on a disingenuous foot. We're not starting off genuinely connecting. I know that there's a lot of coaches that will tell you, like, you know, say this, don't do that, don't ask these questions, like just certain things. And I think that there's ways, of course, to still be you and be mindful of like how you present and, you know, what perfume you're wearing, what kind of clothes, you know, what kind of apparel you decide to put on, and just little superficial things. Okay. Yeah. But who you are is who you are. I think that in that particular situation, like I said, because I was afraid of putting myself out there, if I'm being honest, and because I was still dealing with things that I had to heal from, that once I started getting to a place of healing, I started really seeing the situation for what it was. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I trying so hard to be good enough for someone who continuously makes me feel like I'm not? Like, why? What am I doing this for? And the reality was, it was because I was comfortable, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied. It was not a relationship where someone was working to meet my needs. It was me constantly working to meet their needs, me constantly changing to become something that they could accept. And I was like, wait, hold on. No, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to create a relationship that with someone that I'm going to eventually resent, because I'm the only one making the sacrifice. I'm the only one really trying so hard to make this work. On the other side, I'm being met with more pushback and pushback and more pushback and more feedback and more pushback. It's like, you know what? Forget it. I don't want it. And it got to a place where I was done. I mean, I was done. It got to that point. And I realized I was forcing something to fit that just did not fit. And I find a lot of people today, because of how they feel about their situations, their insecurities, are driving them to force situations to fit that don't fit. And they're kind of bypassing certain aspects of ourselves that God created.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
To us, for us to desire in a relationship. And you're going to constantly be faced with the reality that this is not exactly what you desire. Now, no situation is perfect. Everybody comes with something. But there is a certain aspect of attraction. There's a certain aspect of connection that needs to be there. And I think a lot of people are always a good dude, or it's a good woman. But attraction, a base level of attraction is necessary. And I think God builds us, creates us with unique attraction, just like he creates us with unique agitation. For us to indicate or for us to know what is for us and what is not. It's part of the plan. And a lot of times we settle with something just because, oh, it's good, but is it God? They got this, but is it God? Is it me just forcing something to fit that I know deep down doesn't fit? And because of my own insecurities, and because I'm comfortable, and because this has made sense for me, and because we have this going on or that going on, I'm just going to keep chugging along, just trying to pretend and put on the smile and settle with this relationship, even though this is, I know deep down, I'm never going to be satisfied because I just chose what I felt like made sense, but did it make sense for me? Because I think God creates this attraction for us, y'all, that ultimately it ties into purpose. I think of the story of Samson. Samson had a unique attraction to Philistine women. His family didn't understand why he had attraction to Philistine women. But in the Bible, it says, I hope I can find it. I should have found it before, but sometimes y'all I just be going. But let me see. Philistine women. Okay. So created the attraction to Philistine. Sorry, I'm being quiet, y'all, because I want you guys to see this. Okay, so Judges 14, in Judges 14:4, it says that, hold on, Judges 14, it says this. Okay, of course it's going to be challenging now. Okay, here we go. Here we go, got y'all. Judges 14:3-4. It says, his father and mother objected. Isn't there even one woman in our tribe or among all the Israelites that you could marry? They asked. Why must you go to the pagan Philistines to find a wife? But Samson told his father, get her for me. She looks good to me. His father and mother did not realize. Woo! Come on. The Lord was at work in this, creating an opportunity to work against the Philistines who ruled over Israel at that time. Let me break this down for you guys. I'm going to stand up because I'm getting excited. In this point of Israelites' history, they're dealing with oppression, okay? Because they keep falling short. They keep falling back into sins that God has called them away from. And so God lets them be oppressed. And then they cry out to God, and God sends somebody to help free them from this oppression. That's just the pattern of the Old Testament. And so in this particular part of the Bible, Judges, Samson was born to be a thorn in the side of the Philistines. He was created for that purpose. And so God created a unique attraction to Philistine women so that he can continue to be a thorn in their side. His attraction, even though it didn't make sense to anybody around him, was divinely created for God's purpose and intention for Samson's life. So stop apologizing for what you're attracted to. Stop trying to change it, switch it up, make it make sense to other people. Now, there are certain things where you're like, you know, that's not my type. I think that preferences and standards are the whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I think what you are attracted to. And there are certain people created for certain people. And it is what it is. And I think that when we start shaming people because of their preferences and we start saying, well, why don't you like this? Well, why don't you like that? Well, why don't you go here? Well, why don't you do that? And why don't you like, you know, it's like we can do that. But people's attraction in this story, it shows that God had a hand in Samson's attraction. So why wouldn't he have a hand in our attraction too? Maybe you were created to desire that. And I believe that if God has a person that he's divinely set up for you, you are going to be wildly attracted to that person, regardless if they're your type or not. You might say, they're not really my type, but there was some about them that, I mean, golly, I didn't know what to do. Like, I've never been attracted to this person before. I've heard that. In fact, I pray to God. I'm like, listen, God, whoever you send to me, make me go crazy about them. Make my body crave this person, okay? If it's you, make me go crazy, bonkers for him. Because the reality is we apologize, we try to suppress and do all this stuff, and it doesn't really work. It doesn't. I think God has a hand in our attraction. Again, we do have, the Holy Spirit comes with the fruit of self-control. So there's a way to go about our attraction, of course. And we have to be mindful of God's principles and how he wants us to conduct ourselves in that manner. But I think that if God created a desire within you, that it's not to your benefit to suppress it. I mean, if you like, you know, certain things at some point, let's say you get into a relationship with someone and they're not really the thing that you're attracted to, right? And you're like, oh, well, it's a good woman or it's a good man, and I'm just going to be with them because they good. And I don't know, I just don't have that, you know, obviously that drive for them, but they good. They serve their purpose. Maybe it's somebody that you've been with for a long time and you just know them. You don't have that attraction to them, but they just been there and it makes sense. And it's the right thing to do when it's good. And it's like, okay, but I'm not, there's something about it that's missing. And I cannot deny that. I cannot run away from that fact. And I can allow my comfort to keep me in situations that I know are going to be broken. Or I can say, you know what, God, I'm going to walk out on faith. I meet a lot of people that'll be like, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I've just been doing this with this person. And I, you know, I did this with this person. We didn't been together for so long. And I just don't want to start over with somebody new. I just don't want to do this over. Part of the journey with God is understanding that when you get closer to him, the things that you've been doing, the things that you've been choosing ain't going to make sense. Things are going to change as you get older and as you get closer to God. Just, it is what it is. Your attractions may change, may not change. What I believe is that we have to understand that God will let us live on whatever level we settle for. God will let us live on whatever level we settle for. That if I'm trying so hard to make something fit, that I just keep getting met with opposition and there's something else and you're not good for me and this and this and this, and I'm trying so hard because this is what makes sense. This is what I've always known. This is the person that I've always been with, blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm trying. Or this person just, you might meet somebody you just met and you like them so much and you idealize them so much and you put them on a pedestal so much and they just can't accept certain things about you. I have a friend of mine that, you know, been seeing somebody for a period of time that doesn't accept the fact that she has a child. Okay, if that person doesn't accept you having a child, that's probably not God's person for you. And you over here trying to make something fit, It's been years down the line. The person still doesn't want to commit, but we still try to make it work. And we still trying to make it fit. No, no, no. Sometimes you have to say to yourself, no, 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 I'm not going to let my feelings or my heart drive the car. I cannot ignore that there's something about this situation that God is not giving me peace about. There is something about the situation that I'm constantly hitting a wall. I'm constantly being met with some type of opposition. Nothing about this is flowing in a way that I feel God is in it. In fact, most of us probably can say that those types of situations, we know God ain't in it, but it's the best thing that we see. So we try so hard to make what we see work, what we see make sense. We try so hard to make and force things to make sense that we just because we see it or just because it makes sense to our fleshly mortal minds, we just try so hard to make it fit into this little pretty box. And it's like, no, that's you want to live in the box, you can live in the box. God will let you live on whatever level you settle for. But what I am telling you today is that if you feel you got to force something to fit, if you feel you got to force something to fit, if you got to continuously convince somebody in your life to be okay with you, and you feel like you got to audition to be good enough, or you got to feel like you feel like, oh, well, no matter what they do, maybe you're the person putting pressure on someone else to change and to be different. But no matter how much they change, no matter what they do, you still don't have that it. You still don't have that thing. You still don't feel that way towards them. It's like, stop forcing it to fit, family. That's you. That's your insecurities. That's you driving the car. That's you saying, I'm trying to make this thing work. That's you saying, I know what's best for me. You don't know what's best for you. We don't know what's best for you. Only God does. Stop trying to force something to fit that doesn't fit. God created you uniquely with a certain passion, with a certain vigor, with a certain agitation. There is something that you are supposed to do on this planet. And the only way that that happens, if you stop forcing things to fit that make sense to society, that makes sense to the people around you, that makes sense to your mama, that makes sense to your daddy, that makes sense to your siblings, that makes sense to your cousins, you have to start stepping out of that and saying, listen, in order for me to accomplish purpose, I have to divorce myself from the need of pleasing people or my comfort zone, divorce myself from my comfort zone as well, because the only way I can accomplish purpose, the only way I can get closer to God, the only way I can touch the thing that I've always wanted to touch is to say to myself, I can't keep driving this car because I keep driving myself into the same daggone wall. I will not accomplish purpose forcing things to fit that I know deep down inside don't fit. And that might be a relationship. That might be a friendship. That might be a job. That might be an opportunity or what seems like an opportunity where you just feel like you're trying so hard to make it happen. And a part of our journey with God is doing the best that we can do and let God do the rest. Let God meet us in the in-between. We do the best we can in the natural, and there's a part that we release to the super. And allowing God to say, listen, God, this is what I think is best for me, but I'm going to surrender my plan to you and allow you to tell me if it is. And some of us have a tight grip on what we think we should be doing, where we think we should be, who we think we should be with. We have this plan that we've created and we are married to that plan. Hell or high water, we're sticking to it. And God's going to say, okay, you can do that if you want to. That's fine. But don't expect peace where I didn't place you. You want that and you want to settle here. That's fine. Because you haven't seen the promised land. You want to settle here because You don't even know what the promised land looks like. You've never been there. You've never seen it. But if you want to settle here, you can. I let you live on whatever level you settle for. That's fine. Best you've ever had. Okay, fine. All right. You comfortable here? Okay, cool. All right. But don't keep praying for the promised land if you're not willing to take a risk. Don't keep praying for purpose when you're not willing to take a risk. Don't keep praying for things when you are unwilling to move. The only way that God can do what God wants to do is a level of surrender. And some of us, if we're being honest, there are just certain things in our world, certain things in our life that we are not willing to surrender. And so we keep forcing it and forcing it and forcing it to fit. And we do not surrender to the fact that it just doesn't fit. So I'm sitting here to tell you today, don't force nothing to fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love, Samantha Lee. More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. Love y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.